Can't Win Me Back. Chapter 1576. Alyssa's gaze burned with disdain as she confronted Dominic's pretentiousness, ready to speak her mind. However, Jonah's gentle touch on her shoulder interrupted her, his soft voice breaking the tension. "Uncle Dominic, Dad wants to see you." Jasper stood in shock while Alyssa glanced at Jonah in surprise. Novel bin. Dominic's lip curled into a smug smile. Just as Dominic moved to step into the ward, his footing gave way beneath him, propelling him forward with a pronounced thud. Dominic fell hard on his face. Some of the shareholders who had followed him there couldn't help but laugh. Meanwhile, Axel, who had been leaning against the wall, maintained his indifferent facade. He casually retracted his leg, which had obstructed Dominic's path. Dominic, feeling the weight of his years, struggled to rise, his knee throbbing with pain. With a fierce glare, he directed his gaze at Axel, who appeared unfazed. "You." Axel let out a lazy yawn. "Uncle Dominic, you're not as young as you used to be. You should watch where you're walking. My foot has been here for the past 30 minutes. Why did you still manage to trip over it?" Struggling to control his breath, Dominic felt his composure slipping as Axel's words cut deep, mocking his lack of awareness. "And be more careful walking at night," Axel continued nonchalantly. "You might have hit the ground this time, but who knows where you might end up next." Alyssa burst out laughing and gave a thumbs up to Axel. Then, she reached out and gently caressed Jasper's hand. "Would you like to come inside, Ken?" Jasper's lips pursed in bewilderment. Alyssa leaned into him, her eyes sparkling with shrewd charm. "We're family. Of course, you can." Jasper's breath quickened, attempting to maintain his composure while his hand, warm against her waist, betrayed his true feelings. Upon seeing Winston, Dominic unleashed his acting skills, feigning profuse tears as if Winston were already gone. "Isn't my father sitting here perfectly fine?" "Your dramatics are fees the ear," sis interject with a touch of sarcasm, his distaste for Dominic's pretentiousness evident. "Silas, don't be rude to your uncle," Winston chided softly, defending Dominic. Dominic wiped away his tears, stealing glances at Labaisilkla Pespit his stoy pyrrhic. Beamonic sensed had Winston's illness was more serious than Alyssa had let on. "Uncle Dominic, if you genuinely care for my dad and feel any remorse, please don't uphope she. Odds. Oh, helping L her, managing the business. Enough with the hypocrisy," Jonah stated with a serious tone, his indifferent gaze fixed on Dominic. Chapter 1577. Dominic clenched his teeth, seething with resentment coursing through him. Despite Jonah holding the title of company president, his arrogance stemmed from being Winston's eldest son. He showed no regard for Dominic's seniority, speaking to him as if he were a superior reprimanding an underling. The entire family, young and old alike, treated Dominic with the same air of superiority, looking down on him from their lofty perches. They never took him seriously. How could Dominic swallow his pride in the face of such treatment? "Let it go, Jonah. Your uncle knows when he's wrong," Winston interjected wearily, gesturing with a tired hand. He wanted to put an end to the discussion. "I'm fine now, Dominic. Your visit means a lot to me. You've shown that you still care. You can leave. Now. Winston had said all he could to salvage Dominic's dignity. Winston, what happened this time was my fault. Dominic's tone turned grave. But consider, throughout the years, how I've supported you. I've dedicated decades to expanding the KS Group, enduring countless hardships along the way. When you were unable to act, was the one braving the elements and navigating difficult projects in distant and inhospitable places. Stood by your side every step of the way. Alyssa gritted her teeth, suspecting Dominic harbored some ulterior motive behind his sudden display of vulnerability. Winston frowned and nodded. Yes, understand it hasn't been easy for you all these years. I've never asked for anything in return, only hoping that you would recognize our bond as brothers and let me off the hook, Dominic continued, casting a venomous glance at Jasper. But never imagined you would conspire with your future son-in-law to make my life difficult. If you have grievances against me, confront me directly. There was no need to air our family's dirty laundry in front of outsiders and resort to such tactics to pressure and humiliate me. Jasper's eyebrows furrowed in surprise, and he swallowed hard, realizing that Dominic was directing his fury toward him as an outsider. Dominic was Winston's brother, and any retaliation from Jasper would likely play into Dominic's hands, potentially tarnishing Winston's favorable view of him. Caught off guard, Winston looked at Jasper with an inexplicable gaze. While the others remained oblivious to the underlying tension, Jonah couldn't bear to witness Dominic unfairly accusing Jasper. Just as he was about to speak up in Jasper's defense, Alyssa intervened, swiftly coming to her lover's aid. Uncle Dominic, what were you thinking when you misused public funds to cover your investment losses? Did you think no one would find out? Alyssa's accusation left Dominic momentarily speechless. No one is an outsider here, not even Jasper. He's my partner. Won't mince my words any longer. I'll speak frankly, Alyssa declared, firmly standing by Jasper's side. Her voice dripped with sarcasm as she continued, if you don't want your actions exposed, then at Nytendate in Theman Vuve displayed greed and ignorance, dabbling in investments without sufficient knowledge and resorting to deceitful tactics. If my father hadn't intervened, you would have faced legal consequences. Do you truly believe you'd be here discussing this nonsense if that were the case? Alyssa, how dare you? Dominic sputtered, attempting to defend himself. But Alyssa was relentless. If you were aware of the potential MN consequences of your actings, why did you engage in them? It's clear you don't understand the gravity of your mistakes. Jasper gazed at Alyssa with admiration, silently appreciating her strength and conviction. Dominic's face flushed with anger. But before he could respond, Alyssa delivered her final blow. Da-dot-yot-hink-jee-wo-tabe-vit-your-w-way-hidoing? He knows because confided in him. There are no secrets between us. Thanks to you, for the first time, can't stand before my partner with my head held high. Chapter 1578. Alyssa's biting retort struck a chord within Dominic, igniting a surge of anger that left him feeling suffocated. While Jasper felt a swell of gratitude to see Alyssa standing up for him, he remained cautious, casting her a concerned glance and gently squeezing her hand to signal her to temper her words in Winston's presence. "That's enough, Lys. Let's not dwell on this." Winston's face was grim. "Uncle Dominic, you've committed a serious offense, and yet you've gone so far as to gather people to visit Dad." "Had hoped for some change in you," Alyssa remarked, her smirk dripping with sarcasm. "But instead, you're deflecting blame onto others for your own mistakes. You've made a grave error, and yet you persist in your defiance, even after Dad has helped you. Seeing as everything has gone south, why not accept responsibility for your actions? You should handle the repayment of the $50 million on your own. It shouldn't be too burdensome for a member of the Taylor family." Alyssa had not only offended the Taylor family but also redirected the consequences of Dominic's actions back to him with fervor. Dominic's lips twitched with frustration, his outrage barely contained. "Alyssa, you..." Winston became so agitated that a violent headache gripped his head. His hands, hidden beneath the blanket, trembled uncontrollably. "Lys, stop. Something is wrong with Uncle Winston," Jasper urgently whispered to Alyssa, noting Winston's pale complexion. Dominic observed the unfolding situation and let out a loud wail, paying no heed to Winston's distress. "Winston, I'm devastated. Feel utterly disregarded as an elder. Perhaps it's better if simply cease to exist." Lila and Colleen rushed to Winston's side, their hearts pounding with fear of his condition worsening due to Dominic's outburst. "Enough, Dominic. I've said won't pursue this further, and mean it." Winston's breathing grew labored, and his voice lacked the vigor it once held. Alyssa frowned. "Dad, you..." Dominic continued, "I feel like have no respect from the family. Even in the company, I'm constantly undermined. Don't worry. We'll keep my promise and not demote you," Winston reassured, his hospital gown damp with sweat as he struggled to maintain his usual composure. Externally, Dominic appeared grateful, but internally, he sneered at Winston's words. Winston's unwavering commitment to relationships and loyalty was his strength, but for Dominic, it was a limitless advantage. He could exploit this weakness to his advantage time and time again. As Winston's only brother, this was just one of the many reasons Dominic held sway over him. Years ago, if Dominic hadn't rescued the injured Jennifer on the beach, Winston might pie-kale met the Idveto high, I've. Their heartwarming marriage and children might never have come to fruition. This was the real leverage Dominic held over Winston. Though Winston might have forgiven him, he still owed his children an explanation. "So, op. We've kies ethinal time. I'm not solely responsible for the KS group. A manager's role is to manage finances, not line his own pockets. If this happens again, won't help you. Furthermore, I'll handle it impartially and pursue the matter fully. Do you hear me, Dominic?" Alyssa couldn't comprehend what was happening. Winston had always been resolute and dominant in the business world, never backing down a heel wadi nyeent, HD. Any said and answered to no one as he towered over the business landscape. So, why was he suddenly acting this way?